So I went to see Hamilton in Costa Mesa, just about 50 miles south of where I live. It was my fourth time seeing the show, but it was my first time seeing the show with a friend in the cast. I'd first seen Marcus Choi on stage at East West Players in Pippin. In 2012, I was part of an organization that honored Marcus for his achievements as a performer, so it was through the world of LA theater that I got to know Marcus Choi. Little did we know back then that he'd become George Washington himself in Hamilton's second national tour, and I had a chance to catch up with him before the performance to talk about this whole experience.
All right, what do you want to know, Howard?
I got a call from my agents and said, do you want to audition for Washington? They want to see for Washington. I was like, yeah, sure, of course. I've heard stories of people auditioning for like months. It was the second time that I had auditioned for the show. I auditioned on a Monday, had a call back on Tuesday, had another call back on Wednesday. My final call back was that next Monday. And then I found out half an hour later that I booked it. I enjoy Skylar Sisters a lot. It's just like Skylar Sisters is also kind of like that, like early 90s, like hip hop, but like new jack kind of hit beat. Like it just makes me want to do the Running Man. Skylar Sisters. I did say I'm going to play the engineer, and last year that dream came true. It's amazing. I had a blast playing that last year. I covered it on Broadway. I closed the revival company. Right. And it was really a dream come true. I remember when I was back in the day when the first national tour of Miss Saigon came around. I was in high school and I went to go see it at the Amundsen. And it was just like, I was blown away, you know? And it was a special feeling to be able to kind of see that full circle and know that we as a collective are that for this, you know, the younger generation.
Now, it might be tempting to think that Hamilton is the high point of Marcus's career, but in truth, he's been a part of a phenomenon before.
I was fortunate enough to be a part of Wicked when it first came out, and it was a similar feeling where something happened and all of a sudden the ripples just kind of affected everything. When you get caught in that wake, the mania is overwhelming.
He was also recently on Broadway in the musical Allegiance, which was about the Japanese-American internment during World War II. It was a really beautiful show that had similar themes to Hamilton, with its main characters fighting injustice and falling in love during wartime. But if you haven't heard of it, it might be because it opened on November 8th, 2015. Just 3 months after Hamilton.
Every show that was on Broadway was overshadowed by Hamilton. Not all shows have the attention that Hamilton has.
But among Allegiance's biggest fans was Lin-Manuel Miranda, and he actually invited the Allegiance cast to come for one of his pre-show entertainments known as the Ham for Ham.
But tonight we have King George Takei and the entire cast of Allegiance!
In addition to productions in New York, Chicago, and London, there are currently two national tours of Hamilton, nicknamed Angelica and Philip.
You know, the London company has Rachel Ango. You know, she's the Eliza there. And then, you know, Issa Briona, she's in the show now. And my girl Dorcas Leung, she's the Skylar Sister standby. So I feel like Asian Americans are really, you know, represented in every company. But as far as the principals go, there's a lot of Asians in the show. And it's great. It's certainly easy to kind of like get lost into that kind of stuff. But to kind of think about what other people think or perceive, I think that's a diversion of my energy, you know? So I try not to get caught up in anything like that because, you know, everyone's gonna have their own opinion, you know? And all I can do is just do my best. I always tell them, you know, in this industry, whether you're in musical theater, TV, film, you're just straight play actor, you're writer, director, whatever, there are ups and downs. You know, there are times where you're just fiddling your thumbs and there are times where you're hustling. the thing that always kind of got me through is just to hold on to that hunger. If you become complacent when times are good, that complacency affects the low times. And so a lot of times when there is a low time, then you're just like, you know, you just want to give up. Keep trying to scratch that next place, that next level, open that next door and take that next class, or, you know, try to broaden your experiences, or, you know, just whatever you can to, you know, further your art. Hold on to that.
Speaking of the younger generation, before the show, I also met up with a fan of my own, Malik Miner.
I get a scholarship to King's College. I promise you, boy, I got amazing astonished. The problem is I got a long range and no polish. I got a house to be heard with every word I got.
Who I mentioned in the last video has been studying my tutorials to learn the piano. He's only 9 years old, but his passion and his tenacity are much older. I had been in contact with his mother, who wanted to meet up at a performance of Hamilton, and it was at that point that I decided to ask Marcus if I could bring Malik and his wonderful family with me backstage to check out what it's like to be in the actual room where it happens. Marcus was, of course, generous and, dare I say, statesmanlike as he hosted us, even giving us a taste of some of the secrets hidden away on the stage. But of course, the biggest Ham fan was still me, seeing my man Marcus play George Washington.
You just watched the show. How do you feel?
The show.
How do you feel right now?
I feel elated, man. You know.
East-West players to George Washington.
Just come watch and message me and say what's up.
Dude, Marcus. Joy. Thanks for watching.
And so continue to watch this guy.
This guy, man. Be sure to check links below for the things I talked about in the video, including East-West Players, the nation's longest-running theater of color. I plan to be back next month with another How Hamilton Works video. Till then, peace.